So we'll call the meeting to order. Can you take a roll call, please?
Yes. Walter?
Yes.
Elder is absent. LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez is absent. Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson is absent. Crawford?
Yes.
Gambrell is absent.
All righty. We do have a quorum. And we have Judy Summerlott representing the Friends of the Library. And we have Rob from the City Finance and Seaver from the City Council. And that looks like it's about it.
And Michelle.
And Michelle. I'm sorry. Well, Michelle's always here. I'm sorry. Michelle is the library director, so. Minutes. If we haven't had a chance to look over the minutes yet, if we can take a look at those. Second.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Correspondence. Michelle, did we have any? Nothing. Anybody else have anything? No. I forgot to welcome our new board member, Darren, to our wonderful group. Mm-hmm. Public.
What's your name again?
Darren Crawford.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Public comment.
Oh.
Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay.
It just feels like I'm home again, though.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk about mini golf. The mini golf fundraiser is January 29th. The teens put up a bulletin board today, sometime recently, to promote it. But what I'm asking you for are a couple of things. First of all, volunteers. And I have a sign-up sheet. It's blank, but that's because Sue Smithmeyer, who is the new Friends president, is also in charge of the volunteers, and she has the sheet we passed around this morning at Friends. So I had to print out another one, but none of the slots are completely filled. But we need people just to kind of hang around, you know, do things. We need somebody to ring the bell, which is if you get a hole in one when it comes down the stairs through the tube. If you've never been there, you have to come to the mini golf. It is just so much fun. We need cashiers. We need somebody to hand out the putters and the balls when people come in. Somebody to sell raffle tickets. The popcorn will only be popped in the morning, and we'll bag it and tape it shut. And then it'll be in this room, which is the 19th hole. And here we have Legos. The tables, a couple of the tables will be covered with drawing sheets. There's a book corner. What else am I missing? Craft corner. And there's free popcorn because one of the banks gives us not only the popcorn but the free popcorn. And there'll be cookies, lemonade, things like that. That's the 19th hole. So we need some help in there. We need help with cleanup. And then on the second sheet, we need help with setup, too. Setup will be on Saturday, the day before. Last year, we had these high schoolers. I don't know if they were from the baseball team. I don't know where they were from, but they were these big guys. And they came because all of the greens are in the loft. And so they carried everything down for setup and up to the second floor, wherever they needed to go. And then for cleanup, they also came. And we give them a free ticket, you know, to come and do that for us. So please sign up if you can help. And right now, that's a blank sheet, but Sue Smithmeyer has the one from yesterday, from this morning that we started.
Just a little background for you. We set up an 18-hole golf mini golf thing in the library.
Wow.
Through between the books, and mm-hmm. they got one hole that runs down a PVC pipe that comes down the stairs.
Wow. Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
So
pretty
between
cool.
the stacks and everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start on the second floor. When you come in and you pay, you pay $5 to play, mm-hmm. and you get your putter and your golf ball, and we have a scorecard that has, I don't have that with me, we have a scorecard that has all of the sponsors' logos on it. Mm-hmm. And then you start upstairs, and that's where you play the first 9 holes. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the 10th, you hit through a tube, and as Russ said, it goes down the stairs. And it's set so that you should get a hole in one. And then somebody rings the bell, and everybody mm-hmm. cheers, and you get a sticker, I got a hole in one. And then the last holes are on the first floor. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
they're all decorated.
They're decorated. Our goal is always 18 sponsors at the $150 level, and a sponsor for all 18 holes. Right now we have 21 sponsors, and we might get a couple more. The deadline is this Friday. Mm-hmm. We have raffle items that will be on as a raffle. In fact, I just have one now I got, which is a voucher for 2 tickets to the Paramount Theater. Mm-hmm. I know there's a ukulele. I know there's just all kinds of fun stuff. So we need help with the volunteer part. Then I want to ask also if any of you would like to decorate a hole, or if you would, as a group, want to decorate a hole. We always have a few businesses that don't want to decorate, and then we go to the Girl Scouts and, you know, various groups, nonprofit type groups. So I don't know if you'd like to decorate a hole or not.
I
need to know by the end of the month, because I have to make assignments for the greens, mm-hmm. you know, who the decorator will be. So it's fun.
Yeah. Do you think Barb said she was going to decorate?
Was she? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I saw her Viking.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to do Viking or the Cubs.
So be thinking about that. And then also, if anyone would like to donate an article or item for the raffle, or as a group, if you would like to. The Friends of the Library, we're doing a spa basket, and we even had one of the friends who is going to donate a certificate for a yoga class. And so, you know, people do different things. We have some donations for the raffle that are $15, you know, a pizza, but we'll put that with a package from the NCG Cinema or something. You know, we put things together, so if you're interested, you can decide that too, if you, as a group or individually, would like to donate someone. So that's it. We're doing well. So already we have over $3,000 in cash. We haven't even had the event yet. So we think we'll probably top last year's
$5,000.
Yeah. We did very well this year with the book sale, almost $7,000.
So. Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
You guys need to hang out with us, because join the Friends. But I'll collect that, or Michelle, I'll just get that from you.
Okay.
Is that okay? Are there any questions about the golf fundraiser? I think we'll have the Kane County Cougar. What's his name? You know, the Kane County Cougar guy. You know, the mascot.
Ozzie.
What?
Ozzie.
And I know that Rock the Croc from Raging Waves will be here again. Mm-hmm. Merry Heart Clowns. Mm-hmm.
You need to get the Joliet Slammers in time.
Who are they?
My granddaughter works there. And she would love to get something going in Yorkville, because it's equal distance, really, between the Cougars and Yorkville and the Slammers.
Yeah.
And Yorkville.
Oh,
sounds
fun.
Like you have an in with them.
I do.
It was fun. It was nice. It reminds me. It's a little bigger.
Oh, I don't think so, but.
And the Cougars?
Yeah, that used to be the Jackhammers if somebody's.
I'm sorry.
That the roller derby.
Pardon me?
Isn't that the roller derby people? No. Something else. No? Okay. So,
not that I'm aware of.
I know there was somebody.
We haven't heard if the Star Wars characters are going to be here or not. I did send an email to the guy who brought everybody in dress last year. So.
Who was this?
Pardon me?
I know them.
Jeff, just a minute, it'll come to me. Frost. Jeff Ross.
Okay, so from the Midwest Garrison 501st, is that who sent it to?
I'm sorry, what?
From the Midwest Garrison 501st costuming group. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that do all the stormtroopers and the Star Wars costuming in the entire Chicago area.
No, these are regular Star Wars. I mean, they're associated with Disney.
No.
They have some kind of an affiliation with Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a group that's actually in Chicagoland that's made up of about 200 people that all have their own costumes from the Star Wars group. Yeah.
They did the movie theater last year, and the movie came out. Mm-hmm.
Well,
here,
our fourth year of mini golf, yes. Yeah. But I don't know where, I have the folder at home. Do you remember? I mean, we just...
His name was Jeff, is it Jeff?
Jeff, and his last name is Frost. And he lives right here in Yorkville.
Okay.
He's the one who organized things, brought characters in last year.
And Dan Woods also from Run Junkies. He's also has his own, does the Star Wars program.
I don't know.
Okay. Would it be okay if I put Lauren in touch with you and see if they would be willing to donate something?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You have my email, so.
Yeah. Yes.
So that would be great. If you could think of anything else. But things are really looking good. It's going to be a lot of fun. We just hope we don't have a blizzard like we did the first year.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your time, and I hope you come. And if you can volunteer, that's great. And if you do want to decorate, let me know.
Okay.
Because I have to make assignments for greens and decorators by the end of the month. So sounds like a lot.
Okay.
You need to come. And you need to join the friends because we do have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I have to back up a little bit because we didn't amend the agenda. We are not going to be talking about the alcohol beverage policy. It's going to be gone. Is there any other amendments that needed to be put on the agenda? If not, we'll go on to staff comments. Anybody from the staff wanting to say anything that told you about?
No.
Nope. Okay. Report of the treasurer.
Okay. I guess we can start with the check register.
Mm-hmm.
The first four pages again are credit cards, reimbursements. The last one there on page 4 that says book club postage, it should just be postage. It has nothing to do with the book club. I don't know how that got on there. But anyway, the total paid is $377.95. Moving on to page 5, the first item there is the quarterly payment for the alarm service in the elevator. $340.44. Page 6, down towards the middle, Bevco Industries. That's a database, and Michelle, check for me, that's the Novelist database. So that was $1,268. On page 7, down at the bottom, the Second Chance Cardiac Solution, that's for the AED inspection. New batteries and new panels had to be implemented, so that was $225.90. On the next page, we have lots of big bills. Sound Incorporated, that's a quarterly maintenance contract for the security system cameras in the amount of $876.90. We had approved last month the cleaning of the carpets in the library, and that was done for the amount of $4,284. The next item, just the quarterly maintenance on the elevator, $743.28. Today's Business Solutions, his quarterly, and that's for the book scanner. And then we have to have the annual license renewal, $820.44. And good old Trico are
mechanical guys.
We are their favorite customer, I think.
I bet.
But there was a water leak going from the second floor down to the first floor.
Oops.
And so from the hot water heater. And so a recycling pump had to be replaced along with some other items. And so those total bills, $3,197.10. I have the copy of the bills here if anybody's interested. Michelle made a copy for me. And what? Nothing? Okay. So those total bills on page 9 add up to $17,673.95. We have the two payroll periods, $18,032.52 and $18,650.60. So the grand total, and including all of those things, is $62,818.99. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions about those? Okay. The Gibson Memorial, page, Judy alluded to that 3,000 of that amount is from the mini golf of the $6,200.62. And $2,657 is also allotted for programs. We look at the budget report. We did take in another $8,776 in property taxes. So we're at 95% with that. We're at 50% of our fiscal year. And if you look down at the bottom of that section, total revenues, we are at 90% of our total revenues right now at 50% of the year. So you have to keep that in mind. If you look over to page 2 of that report, we're at 77% with paying the agent fees. Rob, do you have any comment about that? Why that is that just the way it falls in the year where we pay those?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And then down to let me see what's the other one. Oh, the operating supplies. That's at almost 63%. But that does include the bills from the run. And so that kind of up that we hadn't anticipated in our budgeting.
Oh, I forgot to bring that.
And then our books line is at 85%, but Michelle's careful about keeping that within the amount that is available, and usually that comes from our development fees, but this year we also did have a line item for books, and we had put $5,000 into the budget this year. So if you look at the totals there, our revenue for this month was considerably less than our expenditures. So we're in deficit spending this month, and we are for the budgeted year, but we usually come out okay. So it just happened when we had a lot of big bills come in this month. And, of course, not as much revenue because property taxes have basically all come in. On the next page, we did get $2,550 in development fees, which is very helpful. So if you look at the cash statement, at library operations line at Old Second is nice and plump at this point, but there'll be a large amount of that that will come out for the bond payment next month. Otherwise, Rob, do you have any comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, things are going pretty much as expected. I mean, in the aggregate for the operations fund, Fund 82, they're only 46% of expenditures, so that's good. As Sandy stated, your revenues will start to dwindle a bit as property taxes pretty much all come in. You'll get one more allotment this month, but I expect you to be right around break-even come fiscal year end, which has been the norm the last several years. And again, you have a healthy fund balance of over $800,000, so you're 75% fund balance, which is great. So I think all in all, the library operations fund's in pretty good shape.
We can thank Michelle for that. She does a good job of keeping things under control. So, all I have.
I meant to send Michelle this spreadsheet from Tim that actually broke down what we did get from the 5K run. It was $1,185 that was transferred into our account with expenses of 800 and, well, let's call it a little over 900 because there's two charges in there on this bill list that aren't on this spreadsheet. So we ended up with a total of $311.21 in the red, in the black. Plus, we have a whole lot of T-shirts left over for next year, so that we don't have to pay for next year. So we did okay for only having 3 months to plan it. But and like I said, I will make sure this spreadsheet gets in the packet next week or next month.
Well, at least we came out ahead, right?
Yeah, we came out ahead. That's what matters. We came out ahead.
Okay, we'll need a motion then to pay the bills.
Somebody want to make a motion to pay our bills? Nobody wants to pay our bills?
Come on, Susan. Barb's not here.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we pay our bills. Let's see, total accounts payable of $26,135.87. Payroll in the amount of $36,683.12 for a total disbursement of $62,818.99.
I second. Couldn't get to it fast enough.
Okay. No, roll call, please.
Yes. LaChance.
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Report of the library director.
The month of October, we supported 12,803 items. Our library bought 103 items from other libraries, and we left two other libraries 613 items. 433 new items were added to our collection.
Good deal.
That's what came out of our book budget and the development phase. The next two sections there is the counts for the e-books, which are good numbers. And we also collected $177.15 through e-commerce, that's through the computer, where people can pay for their overdue fines instead of over the counter. On the second page we have here, we had City of York flyer, and I put in your packet here, it's a booklet that the city puts out. You probably get the booklet with this. This is the Yorkville News that we put in here, so take a chance to look at that sometime. It's all the things that are going on at the library. coming up soon. Our programs are going up. The Friends meeting today, they gave me $3,300. $3,000 was the book, so we're doing really well already. The Friends helping us. We had The Golden Age of Accordion by Howard Manby. Surprisingly, we had 25 people that showed up for it. So we sent out information to all the senior housing, and we had it in the middle of the afternoon, and it was pretty good turnout for that. So the rest of our programs, what's new this month, the 4-H has done programs for us before, and they've did a program on the grown discovery. So they did two programs. One, we had 18 people come to it, and the other was 32. What I've added to this, and it will be in here, is the Proctor test. And we do testing here for college. And we did two this last month, so I just thought you might like to know how many we do. So when somebody does do a test, if they live inside the city limits, they're charged $10. Outside, they're charged $25 for the test. And we've had a lot done this month since you left. We've had our windows clean, our carpets all been clean. The landscaping or the grounds have been all cleaned up. Russ was out in the back patio for I don't know how many hours.
Couple hours.
Heating up the cement, pressure washing the cement. He did a really good job. I kept looking out there thinking he was gone, and he was still there.
Once you get started, you can't stop.
Yeah. And we're soon to be having our gutters will be cleaned soon. We got a price. The same people that are doing the windows are going to come by and clean the gutters out for us. So that'll be happening soon. And some of these bills are, the carpet bill is in here. The rest of them will be in next month. So, I did do two grants this month. The capital grant is completed and done. Last year we got a little over $13,000 for it, so hopefully we'll get more this year. And I also, I didn't find a grant, but an IT person did, and he sent it to me, and I think you, I don't know, did you sent it to me too, or I got it from two different people.
Okay.
It's a mobile, and what we'll get is 25 donated 4GL mobile hotspots for the library and 25 donated ThinkPad laptops. I don't think we're going to get it, but you're probably going to get one in the whole United States, but I applied for it anyhow. You know, give it a try. So, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Michelle, I think the technology. What organization is offering the
technology one?
All right. Well, we'll move on to Seaver. You got anything to add to our conversation?
It was a fairly short, brief city council meeting.
Was it? Okay. Got the important part done.
Obviously, the most important part as far as this board is concerned was Mr. Crawford was nominated and approved by the
good
majority of the board.
Good.
City council, I'm sorry. I will say that the city council did meet a week or, I guess, almost 2 weeks ago now on Saturday morning and determined its goals for the coming year. I don't know if there's any interest in that. I could probably bring copies of what came out of it if there's any interest. But basically, it's what the city council has said is goals for various things within city government.
If anything applies to the library and their goals?
I'm trying to remember. There's about two dozen of them.
Yep.
There may be one in there. I'm not sure, but I will look. I'll bring them to the next meeting.
Sounds like a good deal. Do you have anything to add, Rob?
No.
From the finance side of the city council?
Other than,
do we have a date when they're going to talk about the levy?
Yeah, we do. The public hearing is going to be next Tuesday at 7, and then council will vote on the tax levy, the first meeting in December, which will be the second Tuesday at 7. I don't recall the date off the top of my head, but I can certainly get that for you.
Okay. Try to make that meeting.
So the Tuesday before Thanksgiving?
Correct. That'll be the public hearing, and then they'll vote on December 13th at 7.
Maybe not be able on 22nd. Okay. Okay. We can try to make it to both of those meetings. I can't make the first one, the November one. Well, thank you. Standing committees, has anybody, any of the committees, I'll have to get you involved in a couple of those committees. I don't believe anybody has, so we'll move on to unfinished business, cost cutting. That would be Katie. She's not here, so we'll go to painting bid for the building. I talked to, who was that gal that's working with Bart?
Aaron.
And there was a couple of questions about the proposal, the RFP. RFQ, she told me it's just semantics. Basically, this is the proposal that will bring us quotes. We can set the closing date anytime we want. I told her we'd probably want it set for January 31st because it's good for 90 days, which would put us right into the spring. They have several other RFPs that are going in the paper at the same time, and they're just going to lump ours in there with all of that. I believe they were going to pay the fees to put them in the paper. So I can give Aaron a call.
Is this Parks?
Pardon?
Is this Parks?
No, this is the city council, or the city. Not the city council, but the city that's doing for the bids to paint the building.
And they'll pay the fees.
And I'm pretty sure she told me. I'll have to verify that, but I can't believe that it would be real expensive for putting the RFP in there.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. I would say. it's all on the sides of it, right?
Yeah.
The paper.
Yeah. So I just had an answer in today, and I was like,
yeah, but I did have a copy. I thought did I not email that to you for the packet?
Oh, in the packet?
It's not in the packet. If I can email it out to everybody, it's basically the same thing. All I did was change the date to January 31st, 2017. Everything else about it stayed the same. City was going to collect all the bids, and then we'll have the opening with the city, with the library, because ultimately we are the ones that have to approve the cost. So I can call Aaron tomorrow and make sure we get that schedule to get put out if that's what the board would like to do. I think we probably use a motion. Do you want to see the proposal, RFP first?
I think we need to, because we had several questions about things that were in there, so I personally would like to see it.
Okay, I will make sure it's in the packet for next month, because we got until the beginning of January to put it in the paper. So next month is fine. Okay, sounds good. Adopt a Sunday. Barb is not here, so her letter is in the packet. Just so you know, we're looking for businesses. We're trying to expand our hours, and we were trying to solicit some of the businesses to sponsor Sunday hours. What was the total cost for one Sunday?
It's about $300.
About $300 to adopt a Sunday. The issue is we need to get all the Sundays that we want to be open scheduled or paid for so that we don't open this week but not that week, and we're open this month and not that month. So it needs to be a consistent thing before we can do it. And Barb is the vice president, and she put together the letter that's in there in the packet about it. But she's not here to discuss it, so we'll move along to new business. So we have an ordinance. Our attorney said we need a couple of new ordinances before the beginning of 2017. Maybe you can...
Just the one.
Just the one.
I got a email from Roger Ritzman, who's our library attorney, and he said there's been state statutes, local government, travel expenses control act, and he recommended that we get a policy in place for January 1st. So I put this together here, and I know we have a policy committee, but we don't have a chairman. But I did put this together. The wording on here is nothing that I thought of. It's what Roger sent examples of and how to put this policy together. And there's two pages of the policy, and the third page is the reimbursement form. I will start with the first page here. What's important about this, and again, this is nothing that I thought of. It's within the state statutes and for Roger's wording. The important thing here for the library board to remember is number 5. It says board approval of certain reimbursables. The following expenses for travel, meals, lodgings may be approved only by a roll call vote at an open meeting act of the library board of library trustees. A is any reimbursable expenses of an employee that exceeds the maximum amount. On the second page here, you will see where it says Exhibit A. The very top part here is very general, air travel, car rental. That was all Roger's wording. The second part was says breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That was blank, and I filled in those prices in there. Breakfast $10, lunch $15, dinner $20. That's just what I put in because I thought that was a good fair price. We don't do any traveling here, but we still have to have this in place.
Yep.
I go to meetings once in a while. They charge us for our lunches. Usually it's about $15. I'm assuming if it went over a few dollars over, it wouldn't be a big deal to come back and get it paid. It just protects the library board from me to have a $50 lunch or something. And the second part of it that we should look at is B. It says, any reimbursable expenses of a library trustees. That means any of the trustees that you decided to go to a conference, you have to get approval from the rest of the board before you go. You just can't go and then hand me the bill and then have us pay for it. So, if you want to look it over, read it over, approve it tonight or do it next month, I don't care, but this is what we have to have. We can't change anything on here because
we still use MapQuest? Do we use MapQuest?
For
travel?
Yeah, we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it so long. Because I use Google Maps. I'm like, do people still use MapQuest?
Well,
I didn't know if it was just a term from a previous form that we wanted to make sure it was current.
It could be. It doesn't have to be MapQuest.
Right.
It could be whatever, but we have to
use it. Well, you do use MapQuest?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last page here on here is, I took this right from the city, and all I did is took their logo out and put some eyes in. So that we have our own bill to turn in.
You said that a trustee would have to have the expenses approved ahead of time, but that doesn't an employee have to have them approved ahead of time?
No, any reimbursable expenses of an employee that exceeds the maximum amount. So I can go to a meeting and then turn it in, but as long as it doesn't exceed more than what's on the policy here.
But there's nothing set aside for a trustee?
No.
Okay.
I also say that it doesn't, to me, it does not imply that you need approval before, just that it wouldn't get paid until it was.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you could get a verbal approval from you, okay, you go, and then submit it at the meeting. It doesn't say here that a library trustee needs to get approval before they even conduct the travel.
Right.
Which is what you said you intended, though, that a trustee needs to get approval before they even go.
Right.
But that
doesn't really say that.
Uh-huh. It says any reimbursable expenses of a librarian trustee.
Right. You won't get paid unless everyone agrees, but that doesn't necessarily mean I need to get my travel approved before I go. You see what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. No.
I understand what you're saying. So it means we can go and then come back and say, you know, it cost me $300 to attend this conference. Mm-hmm. Will you reimburse me for it? And then the board can decide whether they want to or not.
Right.
No.
Is that what everybody
It's
kind
of like at your risk if you go, because it has to be submitted.
You said you wanted to go to this conference this month, but you're scheduling it for December or January, so you can get pre-approval for it using the forms and whatnot. So it's one or the other. You can do it if you have enough lead time. You can do it before. Otherwise, okay, this is a good thing for a board member to attend. We've had a few of those. And go to it and say, this is what my expenses were. Will you approve them? We can either say yay or nay.
That's what we do anyway.
But this is the legal situation where someone came and said, I need to be reimbursed for this.
Yeah.
And this will prevent that.
Correct.
Well, this wasn't my wording.
No, I understand this wording. It's just that when you explained what you were hoping for, I didn't feel like this wording says those same things. If we want people to keep this, you still need to have it voted on by roll call. But library trustees should get approval for travel that would still need to go before a board for reimbursement. You know, like, that's just a line I was thinking you might want to add. Well, people, if you read this, take your chances. If you travel, the board may or may not pay, you know? Like, it's clear to me, it says it has to be voted on, so. Oh, there was something on the second page, Michelle.
Miss Barb isn't the secretary, is she? I thought
yes.
She is?
I thought Kate was.
She's the vice president. Kate's the secretary. Yeah.
So, are you in the office?
No.
Who's in Carol, is it?
The per diem amounts for breakfast for our area is actually $11, and lunch is $12, and dinner is $23.
What is that?
It's on a government website.
Oh.
I just do accounting and I do expenses and stuff, so I know that there's certain amounts allowed. And then there's a $5 incidental, which brings it to $51 per day. But so if you wanted to tweak those amounts to make them match, you could, but I don't care.
Well, what do you want?
All right, we can always change them. It's just that we would need to vote on it. With these amounts, if they fell within this amount, you could fill out the form and you wouldn't need board approval. If you went over that,
right? But I'm
they
saying
they would need board approval. But yeah,
like federal guidelines say that in this area of the country, $11 allow $11 for breakfast, $12 for lunch, and $23 for dinner.
$11 for breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm cheap. $3 at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right, and a coffee.
$12 for lunch.
$11 would feed two people with $11.
When we go to the system and they charge us for lunch, it's usually $15.
Yeah.
It's not never $12.
Well, leave it at $15, right?
Yeah. And
also, you increase the lunch but decrease the breakfast.
Yeah.
I think you need to make, well, you should make breakfast and dinner at least 11 and 23 because that's.
11 for breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunches.
12.
15.
But you said you can take 15.
Charge 15 when 15. You go, so that's why you're leaving at 15. Because we can still, we can change these and make dinner 23.
And make dinner 23.
No.
I've never had dinner out anywhere.
No.
Don't?
At our expense.
No, but like when I went to the library board conference and we stayed, I think it was in Springfield, if in a group of you goes out to dinner, it's kind of expensive, not kind of hard to eat for less than $20-something, even if you order like a bare minimum plate and a drink. In fact, by the time you pay tip, you're paying $20-something.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out to eat, if you're buying fast food, no, but at those kind of things, typically you go out as a group to a restaurant. It was worrying that I was, the library shall reimburse expenses, including transportation, meals, and lodging, which are reasonably necessary.
Yeah.
For library business. Examples
to be
expensive.
A line at the end. There.
Yeah, expenses, examples of expenses which may be reimbursable, expenses of costume, or any other
lines of any
membership.
Well, I'll take this back and change it. And who is our secretary again?
Kate
is.
Kate's the secretary.
Okay. And do you want to approve it now or bring it back next time? And
I would like to accept wording.
Should also, there needs to be a ending parentheses after cost should not exceed airfare under rail or bus.
Where are you, Susan?
On the second page. Maximum reimbursable rates for transportation. It says rail or bus, and then lowest reasonable rate. Cost should not exceed airfare. It needs a closing parentheses. Closing thing.
I still don't see where you are.
She's on the rail or bus is on the left.
I mean, as long as we're already making changes.
The lowest reasonable rate. Well, I'm sorry, I'll look it off on the one capital R and then the lowercase r. Only because it's becoming like an official document, I feel like you want it to look its best when it's going to become an official policy.
Right. I think that we should wait and hope that we have a couple more board members here next month and finalize it then.
Oh, because it's December, we need it in January.
Right. And we can then have a chance to look it over a little more closely.
Okay.
Looks good,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion on that? Moving on to our last item, funding options for the library. There is a thing, paper, couple of pages of paperwork in there called Get Smart About School Fundraising. This is a program we use at Trinity Church. It's called Script, but basically what it is it's gift cards. And there's several, I don't know how many, couple of hundred different organizations where you can buy a gift card. The person who purchases it would pay face value, like $25 to Jewel. The library would get a percentage, 2, 3, 4%. You can buy, they have them for Jewel, Home Depot, Best Buy, lots of different things. The person who purchases it gets the full value of what's on the card. And it's just a way that you're really not fundraising. You're just selling something that they would do anyway, and you get a percentage back. It's like when you use your credit card and you get cash back on it. Or you use your debit card and you get cash back on it or something like that. The library would get the money. They would get it. Something to think about it. I forget how long Trinity's been doing the gift cards, but they've made about $30,000 for the church selling these things. So it's a neat idea. I contacted these people and asked them if they had any libraries that were using the program, and they said they have one out in Pennsylvania. And I have not yet contacted them in Pennsylvania to see how well this is going for them. They've got two ways they can do it. We can set it up where the patron would go directly to a web page designed for us, and they would purchase them. But the downside of that is, and they would purchase them for the full price. We would get our cut of it. But if they used something that was didn't have an NCF, non-sufficient funds, we would have to cover the cost for it. The other way of doing it is we would buy a supply of the cards at the discounted rate and then just sell the cards. So it's not a huge amount of money, but it could potentially get into something big. If you're going to Jewel, you can buy a $100 gift card. I think Jewel, they get 4%. If you're going to buy something at Best Buy, you could buy a Best Buy card. And I think that one's also 4%, 3 or 4%. They did pretty well with it at Trinity. But something, you can look it over. You can go to their website, take a look. They've got a couple of videos on how it works. And if this is something we think would be of value to the library, maybe we can pursue it. It really doesn't cost us anything other than if we wanted to buy a supply to have here on hand, and then we would just sell those cards, just like Walmart sells cards and everybody and their brother sells gift cards.
Right.
So just something there that we could use to make a little money. Maybe we can use it to fund a Sunday. So, with that being said, is there any other business to be brought to the board? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done. Thank you all.